When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Baker's, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Baker's worth it every time. Baker's, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Tudors Dynasty Podcast. And now, Rebecca Larson.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Larson, and welcome to the Tudors Dynasty Podcast. With this podcast, I share a variety of stories from the most well-known dynasty of them all, the Tudors. From simple stories about the people of the time to the drama that was the reign of Henry VIII. And, of course, politics. This show is presented to you commercial-free thanks to my wonderful patrons. If you'd like to help, you can do so by going to Patreon, that's patreon.com/Tudors Dynasty, and then click Become a Patron. For as little as a dollar per month, you can help keep this show commercial-free. A special thanks this week to my newest patrons, Angela G., Stacy C., and a special thank you to Lara L. for increasing your pledge. Now, this week's episode is a fun one. I have a variety of topics I discuss, from Lettuce Knowles to Edward VI to Charles Brandon. Okay, here we go. Now, Donna wants to know if I could tell her a little bit more about Lettuce Knowles. And that she had read somewhere that Lettuce's mother, Catherine Carey, could be the illegitimate daughter of Henry VIII. So, I'm going to try and answer this question for you, Donna. On the 4th of February, 1520, Mary Boleyn was married to William Carey, who was a gentleman in the Privy Chamber. At their wedding, the king was a principal guest. And the newlyweds were given lodgings near the king's at court, which obviously would be a convenient way for Mary to slip away to be near the king. Perhaps Henry, who had already had an illegitimate son with Elizabeth Blount, thought it would be safer to have an affair with a married woman. Now, any children born from the romance could just be assumed to be the husband's, rather than another illegitimate child whose existence only emphasized the king's lack of legitimate heirs. It's not known exactly when the romance ended and when Mary began to cohabitate with her husband, but royal grants to William Carey between 1522 and 1525 can be interpreted as recognition of his wife's status as the king's mistress. Likewise, the existence of a ship named the Mary Boleyn in 1523. Now, Mary Boleyn had two children, Catherine and Henry Carey. Mary's affair with Henry VIII lasted a few years, and like we said, between 1522 and 1525.